Stefan's heart had begun to pound, not because of the bloody horror that Winton had described, but because he could see where the cop's story had to be leading, and he was eager to hear the miracle described. Looking at the window, Winton continued. His voice grew shakier as he spoke.
"There's no first aid for that kind of wound, Father. Severed arteries, veins, big arteries in the neck. Blood pumps out like water from a hose, and you can't use a tourniquet, not on the neck. And direct pressure won't seal up a carotid artery, shit no."
I knelt on the floor beside the sofa, and I saw
Hector was dying fast. He looked so little, Father, so little. That kind of wound, they're gone in 2 minutes, sometimes a lot less. And he was so little. I knew it was useless, but I put my hands on Hector's neck, like somehow I could hold the blood in him, hold the life in him. I was sick, angry, scared, and it just wasn't right that a boy so little should die that way, that hard. Not right he should die at all, not right. And then he healed, Father Vikazik said softly. Winton Tok finally looked away from the gray light at the window and met Stefan's eyes.
"Yes, Father.
He healed. He was soaked in his own blood, seconds away from death, but he healed. I didn't even know what was happening. Didn't feel it happening. Nothing special in my hands. Wouldn't you think I'd feel something special in my hands? But the first I realized that something incredible was happening was when the blood stopped spurting against my fingers, and the boy shut his eyes at the same time, which was when I thought he was dead for sure, and I shouted, 'No! God, no!' And I started to take my hands away from Hector's throat to look at it, and that's when I saw the wound was closed up. It still had a raw, ugly look to it, an awful line with a knife cut deep, but the flesh was knit together into a bright red scar, a healing scar,